In today's gospel, Christ promises to give eternal life to those who follow him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One evening, a man who was visiting the Holy Land was out taking a walk. And as he was walking along, he saw a shepherd leading his flock down out of the hills to the sheepfold for the evening. So as he's walking along, he's watching all this, and when the shepherd gets down to the sheepfold, he takes the gate off, the bar off the gate, and then he stands right in the middle of the gate. And as each sheep comes up to him, 20 or 30 of them, he spends a moment with each sheep, feeling over the coat. He seems to reach into his little bag once in a while and do something. And then finally, that sheep goes into the sheepfold. And same for every single sheep. And when the visitor gets down close to the sheepfold, he says to the shepherd, after all of them are in the sheepfold, he says, I noticed that you were standing there checking out each sheep, but what's going on?" So the shepherd said, "Well, you know, every day I lead these sheep out looking for good pasture. And sometimes we go through difficult terrain. Some of them slip and bruise themselves or cut themselves. Sometimes they get into a thorn bush. So in the evening when I bring them back, I spend a few moments with each one of them. If there's a cut, I try to put some balm on it so it won't get infected. If there's any thorns in their flesh, I try to take them out before I let them into the sheepfold." Shepherd says, "You see, what I'm trying to do is this. I'm trying to heal their wounds of the day to prepare them for tomorrow. I'm trying to heal the wounds of the day to prepare them for tomorrow." I think that's a beautiful image, and one we should take great attention to today, because Jesus calls himself our Good Shepherd. So that would mean that he's very concerned about healing our daily wounds to prepare us for the challenges of tomorrow. You think about it for a minute. You know, every day the Lord leads us out into the world. And the world is not always a pleasant place. There are boulders and rocks and thorn bushes out there too, you know, in the world. I'm reminded of the story of this little girl, 8 or 9 years old, who's walking down the street one day with her mother, and she's not paying much attention. She's singing and looking at everything, and she trips on a little rise in the sidewalk, falls down, skins her knee pretty badly. So she starts crying, of course. Her mother picks her up, brings her over to a bench on the sidewalk, and is kind of trying to clean up the knee and so forth. The little girl, through her tears, looks up at her mother and says, "Mommy, I wish the whole world were padded. I wish the whole world were padded." So don't we. We wish the whole world were padded. But it isn't. Sometimes, you know, out in the world, we stumble into a sharp rock. It might be the rock of somebody's anger toward us. somebody who does us evil for whatever reason. Might be a thorn bush we stumble into, thorn bush of perhaps our own limitations. I was talking, not long ago to a man who's 55 years old, who's worked his whole career in a social service agency. And a couple of years ago, he got a big promotion to head one of the divisions of the agency. He was very pleased. But he found, no matter how hard he worked, it was too much for him. He just couldn't do it. He knows they're going to replace him. And he knows he should be replaced. That doesn't take away the pain and the disappointment, though. Thornbush of our own limitations, our own failures. And sometimes it's just, the stress of life, the stress of every day. There was a survey done 2 or 3 years ago of most of the first world countries. And one of the questions that was asked on the survey was this: have you experienced any significant stress in the last 24 hours? Have you felt any significant anxiety in the last 24 hours? 55% of Americans said they had experienced that kind of stress in the last day, compared to 35% of the rest of the world. What does that say about the way we live our lives in this country? I'm not sure, but the stresses are real, whatever they are. Wherever they come from, they're real. They're difficult. So we have all these anxieties, all these stresses, the thorns and the brambles of life, so to speak. I heard a little story about this man who came home from work one day, goes into the house through the kitchen. He walks into the kitchen. He looks on the floor, is covered with muddy footprints of his children when running in and out of the house all day. He looks in the sink. The breakfast and the lunch dishes are there unwashed. Looks over to the washing machine. Big pile of laundry piled up there unwashed. But that was so unlike his wife, who was kind of a clean nick. He couldn't figure out what was going on. So he walks through the house. Mary, where are you, Mary? Finally, he walks into the den, and there she is, his wife, just kind of collapsed on the couch. He said, Mary, what's wrong? What's wrong? She looks up at him and says, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. We know how many of, as we celebrate this Mother's Day, how many of our mothers are tired from taking care of us. So we thank all of you mothers for that, for taking care of us, even when you're tired. But again, the challenges of everyday life. And the Lord says to us today that he knows all that. And he wants to give us the strength and the ability, heal the wounds of today, to get us ready for the challenges of tomorrow. Think about the first reading today in the Mass for a minute. We see St. Paul and Barnabas there preaching in Antioch, and once again their preaching gets them into trouble. They get expelled from the city. In his second letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul writes there a whole list of the things he went through for the sake of the gospel. He was shipwrecked a couple of times. He was beaten several times. He had to be lowered down out of the one city in a basket to prevent being stoned. All of those things Paul underwent for the sake of the gospel. But at the end of that list, he says to the Corinthians, I glory in my weakness. I glory in my weakness because when I am weak, it is then that I am strong. What does he mean? How can you be strong when you're weak? Well, he says he's strong with the strength of Christ. Christ gives him what he needs to go on day after day. Christ heals the wounds of today to prepare him for tomorrow. That's what the Lord wants to do for all of us. Doesn't he say it in the scripture? He says it elsewhere in the gospel. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. He wants to give us the balm of healing of today for tomorrow. But sometimes we just don't listen. We just don't come. So as we gather today, let's pray to take him at his word. He wants to be our good shepherd. He wants to heal us. He wants to lead us into tomorrow with as much strength and courage as we need. Let's ask for the grace to come to him to receive that day after day after day until the day when he leads us home to heaven. Until that day when he leads us home to heaven. May God bless you.